Listener Production.
Hello, Matt Layton with you. The latest inflation figures have been released and they're higher than expected. The Consumer Price Index rose to 7.8% over the past year. It increases the chance of another interest rate rise next month. Queensland police hold serious concerns for a missing woman on the Gold Coast. The 61-year-old hasn't been seen since Tuesday after an apparent altercation at her home. A federal government minister has flagged Kanye West could be denied a visa, blocking him entry into Australia. The rapper is reportedly eyeing a visit to Melbourne next week to meet the family of his new wife, Bianca Censori. Jason Clare telling Nine, you don't have to look far to see Kanye's anti-Semitic comments in the past.
People like that who've applied for visas to get into Australia in the past have been rejected. I expect that if he does apply, he would have to go through the same process and answer the same questions that they did.
And tonight, Dylan Alcott passes the baton to the new Australian of the Year. Plenty of action at the Oz Open today. Karolina Pliskova and Magda Linets are on court at Rod Laver Arena, with both players looking to book a spot in the semis. Novak Djokovic will also be in quarterfinal action tonight, taking on fifth seed Andrei Rublev. The Hurricanes take on the Heat, then the Stars meet the Thunder today before the Big Bash finals kick off. The Diamonds will meet New Zealand in the final of the Netball Quad Series in Cape Town, and Newcastle's strong form continues, claiming a 1-0 win in its English League Cup semi-final over Southampton.